From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled work week. Holy mackerel. Well, we're back at it.
We're back at it. I mean, I haven't got the week off, but...
I technically didn't either. All my day job stuff kept getting in the way of having a real vacation.
Yeah.
But I did sleep in every morning. I've got an electric blanket.
Oh, yes.
And you know what? When you leave that on all night,
yeah,
it's really hard to get out of bed when the alarm goes off. It's just like, I'm just going to wait just a little bit longer.
I've been doing that. I've been falling asleep with it on. And normally for me, the environment needs to be cool for me to really sleep well, because I'm not a really good sleeper.
But man, when it's 38 degrees when you get up in the morning... Anyway, so we're back at it after a little more than a week and a half off. And I trust that we had happy holidays.
It's not possible for me to have a bad Christmas because I am, one, I love Christmas.
Yeah, we know you're the crazy Christmas
lady.
Sure.
My birthday's in December.
That's true. Let's do what we came here to do. It's time for the Who Cares News 2019 edition.
2019.
What's up?
Let's see here. Now... you would think that Molly and Liam would be a friend of the Who Cares News and do this crap before, you know, we're off for the year,
right?
But no, they wait till we're done
and
they go get married. How inconsiderate.
I know. So they got married after we did our last show last year.
Yeah, it was secret. A couple days before Christmas.
You know, I didn't know about it till just now. I didn't know. That's how little I care.
But see, here's the funny thing.
That's how little I care.
I sat right here
when
I found out.
Yeah.
You and I talked about this.
I don't remember.
But it shows how little that you listen to me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Miley's
how long till they get divorced?
Aw. Well.
Or annulled. I'm kidding.
I think it's going to last for a while.
Yeah.
I actually do. Yeah. I don't know why I'm saying this, but I actually do think it's going to last for a while.
I didn't think they'd ever get married. I thought this was all a hoax.
I
seriously thought the whole relationship was a hoax.
I think she had to go through her puberty.
You think? That was a rough couple of years there.
Man.
Between the twerking and the wrecking ball and the nakedness. And OMG.
But man, he waited. They both dated other people in their little, when they were on a break.
Did they?
Yes. Somewhat. But it didn't. None of them lasted.
Yeah, but I remember like 3 years ago at Christmas, they were supposed to get married. You know.
Yeah.
She met the family in Australia. They loved her. Blah blah.
Well, all
and
the
then
fam.
Billy
the,
Ray said, "Yep, there's a wedding."
Oh gosh.
I remember this like 2 years ago.
What I love. Okay, so they got married in Miley's Tennessee house, which was probably really pretty.
Yeah.
A couple days before Christmas.
Yeah.
People magazine has all the photos of the small ceremony
they
party
do.
Afterwards.
Yeah.
Liam and his brother Chris drinking shots. Miley with her famous dad. She doesn't smile in any of them.
Really?
Yeah, but she smiles with pictures with Liam.
Well, that's nice. But now, she doesn't smile with pictures with her dad or mom?
Well, you know what? When I was seeing some of these pictures with Billy Ray.
Yeah.
He looks like a caveman.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he? Even more so than I do.
Jeepers. It's like if you comb through the hair, use some product, man.
I know.
You're getting trying what you
upstage,
wanted. You know, your daughter's famous. You're living on her coattails.
Yeah, that's true. How much royalty could he be getting from Achy Breaky Heart? Is he getting 2 cents a month?
I don't know. That seems like an awful lot.
Right.
All right. Here's a fun fact for you.
Fun fact.
It's been 10 years since Miley and Liam first got together on the set of a movie. 10 years.
Wow, it has been, hasn't it?
Oh, can you believe that? God, we're getting old fast.
Wow.
Woo,
I can't get those 10 years back.
No.
I just can't.
Nope. Out the window.
Gone.
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay.
You know who else got married over the holidays?
Who?
Christina Almusa.
She got married too?
She did.
I knew this.
Yes.
Because I follow her on Instagram. I don't follow Miley Cyrus. I don't know why. I should, I guess. But I follow Christina, and I knew she got married. So
I'm not too sure why she felt she needed to get married so fast, but I don't know.
Well,
I guess
to match her tempo of her talking, because she talks so damn fast.
Oh, good grief.
God, can she just slow down? I can't understand half of what she's saying.
Now, you told me when we were talking about this originally, obviously they had to get married, too, when the Who Cares News was done for the year.
Well,
so,
yeah, they
again,
waited for us.
Jerks.
Jerks.
Inconsiderate.
Jeez.
So you were telling me that you actually feel that they are head over heels.
I think they are. Well, you know, I'm on her Instagram, so I see all the crap. I mean, stuff that they, I mean, you know, lovey-dovey stuff they do back and forth. This is going to last for a couple of years. Who knows?
The day before Liam and Miley tied the knot, Christina and her boyfriend, Anstead.
Ant?
Anstead. Anstead.
Ant.
Anstead.
What the heck is his? It's Ant. His first name is Ant.
His first name is Ant? What does he do?
He's a TV host.
What does he host?
Wheeler Dealers, something like that.
Oh, so they can be like the TV show family.
They're the TV show family. Okay. Yeah.
She didn't stray too far.
No, of course not.
They've been together a year.
Yeah.
And she finally got divorced.
Because she had another boyfriend in between.
She did.
She had that billionaire boyfriend that was a little older than her and had a yacht.
Yes.
I don't think Ant has a yacht.
I don't think Ant has a yacht.
You know who has a yacht?
That guy with who?
Her ex-husband.
Yes.
He has a yacht.
Yes.
I think I might have the yacht to prove it. I think I saw on a show.
Now, that first boyfriend with a yacht?
Yeah?
He had a bad history, man.
Oh, did he?
Oh.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Then she got out of it, right?
Including domestic violence
and
stuff. Oh,
no. She's already had that.
Investigations
allegedly.
By the...
Yeah.
IRS or whatever.
So anyway, okay, so Christina Almusa and Ant Anstead, after a year, they get married.
Yes.
Liam and Miley got married. Who's next?
Will it be Miley Hemsworth? Or will it be Liam...
Cyrus.
Liam Cyrus? No, what about Chris
Almusa?
Hemsworth is Thor.
What about Almusa?
See, there
is she going to keep that name? That's her married name to the first husband.
I don't know that she'll keep it.
I mean, but everybody knows her by that.
Yes.
Okay, she's not big enough to go by one name.
Right.
Like Cher. She's not going to be known as Christina, because there's a bazillion Christinas.
Dime a dozen.
Yeah. I guess she has to keep the Almusa. Or should she be Almusa Anstead?
Christina Almusa Anstead.
Well, that's wrong,
too. Wow, that's
too.
A whole mouthful, isn't it?
That is, too.
And more than a mouthful.
More than a mouthful.
It's a waste.
By the way, mouthful media, more than a mouthful. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
What a quinkity.
So,
will she change her last name? I don't know. She announced on New Year's Eve that she had a lot to be thankful for in 2018, including her new HGTV.
Her bank account.
Let me count the... Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay.
Jeepers.
They all came out just fine.
They all did, yes.
I bet they have more money than, I was going to say they have more money than Chip and Joe, but
no.
I don't think so.
No.
I think Chip and Joe are sitting on a empire. There in
no, I don't think any of them have any more money than Chip and Joe.
You know who's got all the money? The Property Brothers. All right, with that, we're out of here. Happy, all you people who got married while we were on a break. To hell with you all. You can wait and get married while we're here. If you're thinking about getting married, just write our
person.
Can
you ask us first?
I know, right?
Or can you send us the date?
Please send us an invite.
Pencil us in. We won't come and ruin the party or anything.
Oh, hell no. We'd never.
But, at least we can get to writing.
Yeah. All right. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you could care less about for the first day of the year for us here today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.